Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Limud of Hilchas Chofetz Chaim, Hilchas Lashon Hara by the Chofetz Chaim, is Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayle, Shtav Refuah Shleimah, Bekorah, Pesach Shabbat Yisrael. So we were speaking about this case of Mehei Monkey Bei Trey, when I have somebody who I believe as much as two witnesses. And the Chofetz Chaim says, and he makes it very clear, and he repeats it, and he proves it, and he's got long notes about it. So we're not talking about somebody, this person who I'm going to believe, he's not necessarily a chosid, he's not holy, he's not a kodosh, he's not righteous, he's not from, he might not be a ben Torah, he might not be a big chocham, right? But he's somebody who never tells a lie. That's the ikka is, yeah? We're not looking for tzidkas, we're not looking for chasidus here. We're looking for somebody who I know very well. I know him personally, and I know that he would never ever, he wouldn't tell a lie. He wouldn't exaggerate if he was telling a story. And he wouldn't understate. In other words, he would only tell things exactly as they are, without any embellishments, and without any lies, and without any changes to the story. This is the person that we're talking about. The Chofetz Chaim brings down the Be'em Ha'im Chaim, a Shaila Tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik had a Shaila that was brought to him like this. Reuven has a friend called Shimon, good friend, and Reuven believes Shimon absolutely. Shimon is a good friend, a close friend, a colleague, somebody who he believes absolutely. Shimon has never told a lie in his life. Then Shimon calls him up and says, Reuven, I need to speak to you, can I come round? And he says, sure. And so Shimon comes round, and Shimon's speaking to Reuven, and he says as follows. He says, your wife, right, confessed to me that she's had an affair, that she's been unfaithful. Okay? Your wife confessed to me that she's been unfaithful. Now, he ticks all the boxes. He's Mehemon Kibdetre. Obviously, if that would happen in the Beis Din, and two Edim would turn up, and the two Edim would be cross-examined, and the Edus would be found to be true, then she becomes also Lebal or Leboil, right? He has to give her a get. I think she doesn't get a Ksuba. And she's not allowed either to marry the person with whom she had the affair. That's if there are two Edim. Now, this person, Shimon, is Mehemon Kibdetre. I believe my friend Shimon that he is honest. By the way, she denies it. She says, I never admitted anything to Shimon. But Shimon says that, and Shimon never tells a lie. And Shimon is a close friend. And Shimon is somebody who I know very well. And if I'm to believe Shimon, if Reuven is going to believe Shimon, then he'd have to divorce his wife. He'd be also to have any relationship with her, and he'd have to give her a get. Right? That's if he is Mehemon Kibdetre. And this story ticks all the boxes, says the Maharik. That's why, because first of all, the person who I'm hearing from is somebody who never tells a lie. Secondly, the second tonight was that what he's telling me is Latoyeles, and clearly it is. He's telling Reuven something which he needs to know, right? If it's true. If it's true, then Reuven needs to know about this. Therefore, there is a Latoyeles. And the third condition was, we said, that he has to know the information firsthand. And what is Shimon saying? Shimon's saying that your wife admitted to me personally. In other words, I was there when she said it. And therefore, he knows the information firsthand, right? And if it's true, there's no way of being don l'chafschus.
He's not an aid.
What?
He's not an aid.
He's a story. He's an aid echot. He's telling a story. And we were speaking about the concept of Mehemon Kibetre. Somebody who, at certain circumstances, the Chofetz Chaim said, if you'll fulfill these conditions, you're allowed to believe one aid.
But he's not forced to act on that.
Well, if it's true, he is obliged to act.
Yeah, because it doesn't stand as like testimony, it's not aidus.
But that's what we're saying. That's the whole point of this halacha that we've been learning, is that there is a concept of one person being believed like two. Mehemon Kibetre means that this person has the nemonus in halacha of, because he is so reliable and he's fulfilled all the conditions, it's toyeles, it's first hand, there's no way of being done the chafschus, he's fulfilled all the conditions, then maybe the husband is mechuyev to believe him, and therefore to give his wife a get. We will carry on tomorrow.
Start with the Thoroughway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Yud Zayin Kislev, 18th of December, Rabbi Eli Goldstein, Shlita, Hilchos Hanukkah. Dusik Torah is sponsored as Kutlish Shemon 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 Shemon
Good morning. Today I'd like to discuss some Hilchos Chanukah. Originally I thought I was actually speaking yesterday, and I was a bit misupik if I can speak about Chanukah. It's still too long before, but then it turned out it's Wednesday, so definitely we can speak about Chanukah. So I actually want to take a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. As we know, there's three dafim in Maseches Shabbos, from Taf Chof Aleph to Chof Gimel, which all discuss Hilchos Chanukah. In fact, the Beis Halevi in Beis Halevi Al HaTorah writes that he's seen that people are normally oisik in these three dafim during this man beforehand. That's why if you look at Beis Halevi Al HaTorah, he's got quite a lot of perushim on these three dafim in Beis Halevi Al HaTorah. So I want to discuss, there's a Gemara over here, and it comes out from these few lines of Gemara, many kama halachas. We'll see it in four different areas. One area is, when is this man? This man for halakha's nearest for Chanukah. The second is how to be madlik on Erev Shabbos. The third comes out how much shemen a person should put into their ner for it to be lit. And the fourth thing also, there's enough gemin legabe isis stamshus, which means to say shemen which was huksa, which was set aside for halakha's ner, becomes osa. How much of the shemen becomes osa? So there's four separate sugyas. But Ikea, we're going to focus on the Zman. Now, as we know, there's many different minhagim about when people light. Some people light by Shkia, some people light by Seitz, some people light between Seitz and Shkia, some people light whenever they light, much later. Maariv, before Maariv, after Maariv. I know there's many different minhagim, but I'm going to go back to the Gemara and just to be Matsir the sugya, and we see where all the different shittas came from. So I just want to learn the one line of Gemara. The Gemara says like this. It says in the Braisa, Mitzvosa mishetishka chama ashetichah reg min ashuk. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is mishetishka chama ashetichah reg min ashuk. Now, it seems pretty simple. When is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Mishetishka chama ashetichah reg min ashuk, which means, we'll see in a second what does tishka chama, let's just be magde. Techa reg min ashuk means to say until the footfall has finished, which we're now going to assume is half an hour, after the beginning's month. Now the shaila is the following. The first two parts of that braisa. Mitzvosa, what does it mean mitzvosa? Does it mean that you have to do it at that point? Or does it mean, l'chachila you do it, but you can do it. If you don't do it, then you can do it another time. And what does mishetishka chama mean? Does it mean shkia, or does it mean seitz? So, let's start discussing the Rishonim. The Modchus says the following. The Modchus says, it says the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Beis, that if a person takes on to have a Tanis, and he is Mekabel a Tanis, so he needs to fast the whole day, says the Gemara, you need to fast until Ad Sheshoka Chama. Same notion as we have over here, Shoka Chama, till the sun sets. Says the Modchus, that Gemara Avada certainly means Laila. That it's only considered a tanis if you fasted Ashashor Chama, Hainu, the Hainu, Seis HaKikovim. And therefore, says the Modka, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, when it says Mitzvosa, Mishetish Chama, Ashatech HaRegim Rashuk, also means Seis HaKikovim, which means to say the Modka comes out that when is the Zman for Hadlokka? The Zman Hadlokka starts at Seis HaKikovim. The Bryce said Mishetish Chama, that means Seis HaKikovim, Ashatech HaRegim Rashuk. Again, that's not going to change throughout the Shir. Means to say until half an hour after the Zman Hadlok. So according to the Modka, and that's how the Torah learns, and that's how the Mechaber learns, that the beginning Zman, Mishetech Chama, means to say from Seitz HaKichov. That's the first Shitta. However, we find that the Ran and the Rajba learn differently. Now, it comes out from another discussion. They have a problem. It's as follows. Ask the Ran and the Rashba, how does a person light on Erev Shabbos? If you take on that the Braisa means Mitzvosa Mishetisha Chama Ad Shetecha Regem Hashuk, means to say Davka, that you can only begin Shkia Zechama, and you're not allowed to light beforehand. So how would you ever light on Erev Shabbos? Because the second you light, you're doing an Issa. And he explains like this. Because if you hold that you light right at the beginning, so when you light Shkia, but after Shkia comes Bein HaShmoshes. So that you can't light then. Elamai, he says, you must be you can light earlier. Must be you're able to light before Shkia. Al-Kaponim, you see from the Ran and the Rajbo, that how do they understand Shetishka Achama? Means to say from Shkia. Because they say, if it is that you could light on Shabbos, then it would come out, you light at Shkia, but then it's Bein HaShmoshes, you can't light. Sofeg Yom, Sofeg Laila. Elamai, it has to be you can light earlier. But you see from the Ran and the Rajbo, the word Tishka Achama means to say from Shkia, not Shkia and not Nacht. So we have a Mach. But even, that's the other part. You can even do, but the word Mishah Tishka Achama means Shkia, and they say it must be, it's not Dafka, you could, Lechachila, you like Mishah Tishka Achama, but I've had an Erev Shabbos, as we'll discuss, you can light even earlier. But Al-Kaponu, you see, Metoich Devrayim, the word Shkia means, as we assumed, that means Shkia and not Tzitz. So we have Machlokus, the Motka and the Machaba, all hold it's Tzitz HaKovim, and the Ran, the Rajbo, and the Pashas, Losh and the Rambam, was also, it's Shkia, which is quite a big difference.
Only because of Shabbos, but you can't learn from that.
No, again, I'm not learning, now I'm not talking about Erev Shabbos specifically, but what did he say? What's his proof? It must be that you could light before the time that it says Mishnah Shachama, because if you told me you have to go Dafka with the Zman, the first Zman, that the Gemara says, then how are you going to light? You're going to light a Shkia. It's Bein HaShmoshes. No, but that means the Loshen Tishka Chama means Shkia, not Tzitz. Yeah? We're looking at the moment now, what's the Loshen? No, I understand, but we're looking at the word. The Loshen. Yeah? We're looking at the Loshen. The Loshen is, Tishka Chama means Shkia. So I've got Machlokes. Now, so that means I've got two Shittas, Tzitz HaKovim or Shkia. So, you can ask, no, I sir, I can be, it's all Shittas, right? I'll just light Shkia. What's the problem? I'll light a Shkia. And it will last all the way through. Or even if I don't, maybe just light at the end. Let me light Tzitz. And what did I lose out? Lemaisa, I still lit. I was still madlik near Chanukah. Meaning like this. I've got a machlokus, either it's Shkia or Tzitz. But what do I lose out if I do it too early or if I do it too late? What should be the problem? So, let's learn the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mitzvos and Mishatish Chama Tzitzah Reg Minashuk. Now the Gemara has two ways to explain this brisa. What is the brisa? What does the brisa mean? That mitzvoso mishatishu chama atzatecha reg minashuk. So the Gemara's first mahalach is di'ilo madlik madlik. If a person has already lit from mishatishu chama atzatecha reg minashuk, then needs the light. Which means that the explanation of that brisa is mishatishu chama atzatecha reg minashuk is a window of opportunity for when you need the light. It's from Shkia until Tichah Reg Minashuk. That is when you can light. Inami, Yishu'ura. Or the Brisa is not telling you anything about a window of opportunity to light, but rather it's telling you a shir, which Rashi learns, which means to say how much shemen you must put into the neh. Now, even though we know that we hold Kofsa in Zokoglo, which means to say if a person lights his neh and it goes out, a person in Zokoglo means he's not required to relight it. Because he lit, he did the halakha, and that's good enough. But a person must put in enough shemen that it could last from Mishnah Tishah Chama Asher Tichah Reg Minashuk. So two ways to explain the brisa. Either the brisa is saying a window of opportunity to light, and if you don't light in that window of opportunity, according to some Rishonim, that means if you don't light in that window of opportunity, you lost out. Or the brisa is telling you, what is the shir, how much shemen you must put in to your neh. Now, what's the nafka minute between these two explanations? First nafka minute is, if a person comes late, he arrives home late, and he's got to after the zman of Tichah Reg Minashuk, what would be the halacha? According to the first answer, you missed it. You lost the opportunity to light. The zman is Tichah Chama at Tichah Reg Minashuk. After that, you might as well light on first day Sukkos. You're not gaining anything. According to the second answer, the Brisa never said a window of opportunity. You can light when you like. At least after Tishah Chama. But how much shemen must you put in? You must put in enough shemen that it lasts the whole that it could last the whole zman. And another nafka minute is, if a person put in shemen, but not enough that it could last the whole zman. According to the first answer, there's no halacha. As long as you light, there's no halacha how much shemen you must put in. But according to the second answer, then you will not be yotze and you'll need to relight. You relight with the bracha. So again, so there's two ways to explain the brisa. Either the brisa is telling me a window of opportunity to light, or it's how much shemen a person must put in to his net. So nafkamin it is, if you come home late, will you be able to light or not? According to the first answer, not. According to the second answer, you would be able to. How much shemen do you need to put in? That's the nafkamin it also between the two answers. So according to that, Tosfos learns that taka, if a person will come home late, if you come home late, in that case, you can only light mesofik, because there's two answers to Gemara. The Gemara isn't poshut which answer, which explanation of the brisa is correct. And therefore, you would only be able to light mesofik according to Tosfos, which means l'chora, you come home late, you will be able to make a bracha according to that. Now, let's just add in. However, there's another part in the re. Tosfos brings nearer the re, l'didon. He says like this: according to us, that we now light inside, because the Shas HaKona, we bring our neighbors inside. It says in the Braisa, Manicha Shulchono, put on the table, v'dayin, it's sufficient. Therefore, since Eilonu Elokera Elo B'nei Abayis, since the Heker, the Ner, is only for B'nei Abayis, Memela, you can light inside. And therefore, Eilochosh Kokach, you don't need to be worried about this man, because now it's no longer about person for outside, but rather for person inside. And therefore, the fact people not walking around in the shuk anymore, people not walking around in the market, doesn't make a difference, says Tosfos, because you're lighting for people inside. So that's Shittas Tosfos. So according to that, even if you come home late, according to Tosfos, doesn't make a difference. You can still light, because in as much as we light inside, therefore, ein lochosh kokach for the zman. Now, Shittas Rambam is not that way. The Shittas of the Rambam is that the Braisa is telling me a specific Zman. If you miss the Zman, if you miss that window of opportunity, then you miss your mitzvah. You can't light. You might as well light on Tuesday, on first day Sukkot. So according to that, it comes out the following. We say like this. There's two shitters. Either the shitter, the beginning Zman is Shkir, or the beginning Zman is Seitz. What's the problem? Let me light early, light late. According to this, according to Shittas Rambam, though according to Tosfos, would be Yotzer. According to Rambam, you won't be Yotze if you light too late, which means, for example, if you hold the Zman of Shkir and you wait till Seitz, or even if you hold the Zman of Seitz, but you daven Maariv first, by the time you get home from Maariv, let's say your shul's not right where you're davening Maariv, it's not right next to your house, by the time you get home, it might be half an hour after Nacht. If it's half an hour after Nacht, according to Rambam, you miss the mitzvah. That's why it's so important now, the Zman, because according to Rambam, if you miss the Zman, that's it. So, that's why you can't light too late, potentially. Because according to Shittas Rambam, it's no good. Now, why can't I light earlier? Why can't I just light? I'll light early, then I'll light Shkia, and then I'll definitely be Yotze. So, there's another aloch in the Rambam, which also the Mechaber brings, is, a person, when they light, must not be mucked in too much, and also not be ma'acha. We've explained why you shouldn't be ma'acha, because if you ma'acha, if you delay, then you might end up missing the Zman. But the Rambam adds, as the Mechaber brings, also a person shouldn't be mucked in too early. Which means, according to this, that if you light too early, let's say the Zman is really Seitz, and you light a Shkia, so you lit too early. So not Yotze as well. So you have that problem. So, how long is the Zman of Shloyakdim? How long is that Zman? If I light a second before, 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before, is that called that I was mucked in too much? So explains to Mishnah Berurah that Avada Navada, even in Shittas Rambam, where it says Shlo Yaktim, you have at least about 25 minutes that you can light before this Zman, of before Mishnah Tishka Acham. Yeah? So it comes out the following. We say like this, we've got two Shittas. Either Mishnah Tishka Acham means Seitz or means Shkia. Person wants to avoid lighting late, though there are Shittas that hold you still Yotze, there are Shittas that hold you still Yotze, but according to Shittas Rambam, you're not Yotze if you're out of half an hour of the Tchilas Zman, the beginning Zman. So why don't you just light early? We don't want to light just early, because if you light too early, you might end up too early, and according to Rambam, also not Yotze, because you're not allowed to be Makdim, which according to Mishmura is more than 25 minutes beforehand. Now, it comes out like this, that, interesting thing, the Be'alocha says this, what's the best way to be Yotze all the Shittas? Again, you've got Shkia, Seitz, yeah? But you've got this conundrum, because I don't want to light too late, because then according to Rambam, I'm not Yotze. Again, I'll add the other showing me hold you still Yotze, and you still have the light, which we'll discuss in a second. About you still light. But According to Rambam, you're not Yotze. If I do it too early, then I did it too early. Also, according to Rambam, I'm not Yotze. So he says the following. He says like this. If a person normally davens bismane, this is the context he speaks about. If a person normally davens marav bismane at nacht. So the problem is, todeh v'sheni todeh, todeh koidim. You should really daven marav first. So if you daven marav first, as we mentioned, by the time you get home, it might be half an hour after seitz. So if there's mamma seitz, you end up missing out the mitzvah. So he says, better to light before marav. And he explains like this. Why is it better to light before marav? Because as we said, if you light after marav, then you might be too late. And if you go like this, you light before nacht. Light before nacht. So you're going to be yotze the shittah. So if the zman is shkia, comes out that you're yotze. Because as long as I'm within half an hour of shkia, even according to the shittah's Rambam, that there's a zman where you can light in, I got within half an hour of shkia. If the zman is really seitz, as long as I don't light more than 25 minutes before seitz, I'm also yotze. So according to that, I'm yotze all shittahs according to all the hedurim over there. If I make sure that I light within half an hour of shkia, so I made sure that I've got the shkia zman and I got within half an hour of that. So even according to shittahs Rambam, I haven't lost the mitzvah. And I not mucked in more than 25 minutes before seitz, I've also been yotze that shittah. So that would be the ideal thing to do. Now the issue is,
what? Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. But one second.
Say a dukkah is a mitzvah.
Yeah.
You're only yotze the part that it's burning then, but actually I took you making before the zman which you need.
Good. Okay. Fine. But who says that's a problem with doing the halakha before on erev Shabbos? You do that always.
Erev Shabbos come chal Shabbos.
No, I understand that. So we ask the same. You're not getting the halakha b'shas.
Yes.
Who says there's a chesaron on not having halakha b'shas the mitzvah? I'm doing the halakha beforehand, and that, as long as the ner is still doiluk,
it's still.
Saying I didn't do the halakha at the time of the zman. Who am I saying? That's a chiddush to say that you're losing out that mila. Wait a second. Let me just clarify that. Then we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So it's going to be a bit of a promise. We're going to get to England in a second. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's much easier in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, let's say between Shkia and Seitz. Let's go assume it's half an hour between Shkia and Seitz. Yeah.
Okay.
So if I light, let's say 15 minutes between after Shkia, which is 15 minutes before Seitz. If the halacha is the zman is Shkia, so I was yotze that because it's 15 minutes after Shkia, and according to the Rambam, I got within half an hour. So I at least lit within the half an hour of Shkir, right? If the halacha is you meant to light at Seitz, so what's the problem? You light it too early, but the halacha is shlo yaktim. You can't do more than 25 minutes. But if I'm within 15 minutes, I'm still close enough to the Zman that it's a good kiem of that. Yeah? Don't seem happy.
Where does 25 minutes Shkir come?
Where does the Shkir come? So there's a cheshbon over there. I can't go in the halacha where he... Basically, shlo yaktim, he's understanding. For example, the Rambam says that you should like im shkia sachama. What does im shkia sachama mean? With, yeah. So pashas you assume that means at the time of shkia. But he brings a raya, the Mishnah in Shabbos, which we say every Friday night b'nei Ashkenaz. The mamalikim shlo yishadvar misach all the nomes seich b'isoy er Shabbos im chashecha. Now, what does im chashecha mean over there? About that it means beforehand. As Mavu in the Mishnah, because if it was after, he wouldn't be able to do these things. So it means Zman beforehand, and then he's got a cheshbon why exactly, how he gets to the 25 minutes. So I'll kop on him. So that would be the best way. If you lit in between, you have to yotze or the shit is over there. Now, in England, it's a bit of a problem, because in England, our gap between Shki and Seitz is about an hour. Yeah? So basically, it's a bit harder to gain all the shit over there. The only thing is that if you light within half an hour of Shkia, then, if you look on my Zman, you look at the extended list on my Zman, you'll see there's many different Zman for Seitz HaChovim. And if you look at the extended one, you'll see there's lots of different shits about when Seitz is. And though maybe it's not Seitz, about not Seitz for Motz Shabbos, let's say Motz Tanis, and there's other ones, so at least you'll be Marviach that you get those earlier Seitz if you manage to do beforehand. Okay, so that'll be a way to view it all. And through that, you'll be able to get as many shittas as possible by lighting in between. So again, just to bring out, there's two different shittas, either the Zman of Shkir or Tzitz. And Mimela, the best thing to do, obviously, there's different Minhagim, people have different Minhagim, they'll do it at Tzitz, after Marv, before Marv. But Akwan, if you would want to be Marviach all the shittas and you had no other cheshbonus, then it would be good if you did it before Marv in order to be Marviach all the shittas in that case. Now, the Maisa, what happens if you get home late and you miss it. You miss even half an hour until after Seitzach Kovim. What can you do? So, like we mentioned from Tosus, and other Shem also hold this way, that inasmuch that Bizman Azeh Ein Lonu Elekei L'Bnei Abayis, so therefore, since that's true, the Zman, we don't need to be worried about the Zman. You should light as early as possible because there's a reason Magdim Lemitzus. But other than that, you can light later. So when can I light to? Can I light till 12 o'clock? To after Chatzos? Can I light? When can I light to? So it comes out like this. The Maisa, you can light all the way to Alois. All the way to Alois. But, provided, like this. The Mishnah Brish Bero sings. What do we say? What's the reason Ein Lochosh so much for the Zmanim? We said the reason was because Ein Lonu Kerbe Ela Bnei Abayis, for the people inside. So according to that, Bavadi, you have to have people inside. So according to that, says Mr. Shabura, if a person gets home late from work, or let's say he had a trip, and he got home, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, or 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's only him. There's nobody outside. There's nobody, no way anyone's seeing this, even put in the window, no one's going to see it. Can you light? So says Mr. Shabura, you should wake up some people in the family in order to be able to light. With a bracha, with no shayis. So it comes like this: a person can still light all the way to Alois, but a person should wake up. I don't know about Shalom Bayis, Shalis, but the sad halacha is nearest that you should. And if you want to be able to light for sure with the bracha, I've other you'd like, but to light with the bracha, for sure, you would need to wake up.
If they lit beforehand.
But
still, for him, is the problem.
Yeah, because assuming that he wasn't Yosef. If let's say you said, I'm not sure I'm going to get home. And so he told his son or his father, please light for me, then he'd be Yotze. And then he, according to that, he wouldn't be able to make bracha even if people are awake, if he intended to be Yotze with someone else's halakha.
That's probably better, no?
What to do?
Somebody should light for him rather he comes home so late.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
There's the other no other men also can't at all, it's a man on his own.
I think the Loshan was. You get into a Shai Legab with the bracha. Wait, coming here at 1 o'clock, then you get yourself into a shalah gabba the brocha. I think there is a lotion of in the shad sunnah.
The same listen that he would do at 7 o'clock in the evening is happening at 1 o'clock in the morning as well.
Why? No, but the people outside at 7 o'clock. You say what? You let inside, but where do you do it?
He lights on the table.
He lights on the table. Oh, you say he lights on the table? You're saying what's what you're asking? You're saying why is he worse?
So the same pasima listen that yeah. To him.
You're saying why is he any better at 7 o'clock? I hear. I hear the horror. Yeah, not sure. Oh, good question. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So now, we've only got about 6 minutes. Okay, so. Okay. So that's what comes out, Ligabi the Halakha. Now, how much shemen? Let's just add a few more halakhas. How much shemen must the person put in? So we said, the Gemara said, Inam li shu'ura, which means the person needs to put enough shemen that it lasts for the whole Zman. So how much shemen should the person put in? Let's say you're a guy, you like shkir. How much shemen do you need to put in? Do you just put in half an hour or should you put in more? So the truth is, everyone should really put in, regardless of what your minhag is, when you light, you should really put enough shemen that it can last till half an hour after seitz, because in case that the ikar zman really is seitz, so it ends up that you didn't put enough shemen that it can last the entire zman. So that means the person should put in enough shemen that it can last half an hour till after seitz, and that would be true also obviously on Erev Shabbos, you should put enough shemen in that could last a half an hour after seitz. If it were to go out, you lit at Shkia. Now, and it went out 20 minutes later. So we said, Aloch is Kofsa in Zokoklo. If it goes out, you're not Mechuyev to relight it. So you lit at Shkia. Are you Mechuyev to relight it? So the truth is, you're not Mechuyev. But it's the right thing to do to relight. Because again, if you lit at Shkia and it didn't even get to Seitz, according to those who are showing him a hold that the Zman is Seitz, it would be Yuman Yotze. So according to that, a person should relight at least until he gets to after Seitz. So we're saying like this, you should put enough shemen in that it could last a half an hour after Chatzos, not Chatzos, sorry, after Seitz. You should also, even if it were to go out, a person should, if it hasn't yet got to Seitz, should relight. If it has got beyond Seitz, so even though you don't need to, however, if a person wants to be machmir, that's Loshon Ramah, you can be machmir, and he's no gora, it's a good thing to do. You're not no gora from a person min Mahadrin. As we know, we don't just do the ikadin of lighting one ket in there, so therefore, explaining the Achorinim, that therefore it's a good thing also to relight it. But again, you're not Mechuyev at that point in time. So that's the halacha comes out over there. What is the halacha regarding Erev Shabbos? What's the halacha regarding Erev Shabbos? We have an interesting thing. You're lighting. Let's say you light from plugs. You're lighting from plug. Plug is, let's just make it, let's pretend it's 2:45 and Shkia is 3:45. I don't know what this man is, but
let's. Plug is like just a few minutes after 3.
Okay, so a few minutes after 3. So let's say it's 3 o'clock. You light at 3 o'clock and then it goes out and it hasn't even got to Shkia. Yeah? What's halacha? Having Yotze, you lit Erev Shabbos at 3 o'clock. It's gone out at 3:10. It's daylight outside. It's daylight outside. Have been Yotze Bechla. Or do you have to relight Me'ikadin over there? So on this, we have a machloki. So according to the Trumas Adeshin, a person does not need to relight. And he explains like this. Inasmuch that on Erev Shabbos, we see that a person, as we mentioned earlier, has to light earlier. Memela, if he has to light earlier, and he's making a bracha, it must be ready the mitzvah started. So if the mitzvah already started, so when it goes out, we saw, kofse in zokoglo. Once you started the mitzvah, you did your halakha, your yotze. So why should you have to relight, according to that? Now, if you want to relight, again, there's never la fuke, never coming to exclude the royal hachme, that you can be machme and relight it. But you won't be able to relight about it with a bracha, according to the Trumas Adeshin. However, the Taz is choylik on this Trumas Adeshin. He says the following. He says that it's no way this is true. Avada nevada, that the mitzvah has not begun from plug. The mitzvah has only begun in as much, he says like this, Chazal must have been metaken the earliest man on Erev Shabbos, because Chazal knew we want to keep Shabbos, so how are you lighting? Elamai, Chazal metaken that from the point that you're mekabel Shabbos, at that point the zman has started, and therefore you're yotze. So therefore it comes out like this, according to the Taz, if a person's mandik, and he hasn't yet been mekabel Shabbos, and he goes out, he's mechuyiv me'ikadin to relight. If he's already been mekabel Shabbos, then he would not need to relight. However, he can get someone else to, if let's say he's mekabel Shabbos at 3:15. He lights at 3:10, he's mekabel Shabbos at 3:15, and it goes out at 3:20. It's no inishkia. So he doesn't need to relight, according to the Taz, but he could ask someone else who hasn't yet been mekabel Shabbos to light for him in that case. So we're coming out of this, and this is how Mishmur comes out. The person would light Erev Shabbos, and he hasn't yet been mekabel Shabbos, then about it, the correct thing to do is to relight it. If he's ready to recover Shabbos, then to ask someone else, it's a good thing to ask someone else to relight it to make sure that he at least gets to Shkia. Let's try squeeze in one more halacha. We said another thing which comes out is Gemara. The Gemara had two answers. What does the Braisa mean? Does it mean a wind of opportunity, or does it mean a share of how much shemen a person must put in into the ner, such that it could light the whole zman? Now that was Shittas Rashi. The Rif learns differently. The Rif learns that shlishu'ura on the Gemara means to say how much zman is the shemen that a person puts in the ner, how much zman is that shemen also for, also the shtamish. Which means to say, let's say you have leftover oil, let's say you got to the end of the zman and it went out, kofsa, it went out, or you extinguished it. And now you have some shema left over. After that point in time, according to the Rif, Gemara is saying, you're allowed to use it. You can use it to fry your latkes. That's what the second answer is saying. Which means now we have enough community between the first answer and the second answer. According to the first answer, any shema which you put in is also shtamish. According to the second answer, only the shema which you put in for the mitzvah, for this month, for the chetzi shor, for the half an hour, but any shema after that would be mutter to use. Which means it comes out like this, Nafkamina also, Legaba Isra Shtamshus, that according to this, if you're a person at the end of Chanukah, you have Shemen, which is left over, even though every single night you're Ne'er lit for the whole Zman of Halakha, but you put it in Stam, you weren't Masna, then it'll be also Shtamish, and therefore a person should burn up Shemen in order not to have any Shemesh of that in that case. Lachila, a person's Masna originally, and then you wouldn't have a problem. But there are people hold that anyway, it's only also the first half an hour. Let me quickly summarize. I know we've got like 30 seconds. Let me summarize what we said like this. We went through four sugars very quickly. We said the Zman. We spoke about the Zman Erev Shabbos. We spoke about, what was the third thing we spoke about? How much Shemini needs to put in. And also we spoke about Issa Shtamshus. We said the Zman Aloka, there's two shittas, Shkia and Seitz. And we said there's a bit of a conundrum because the person doesn't want light too early because of the Rambam. You don't want light too late, according to Rambam. Therefore, the best thing is really to get somewhere in between. However, Avada Navada you would light, and we said we would light all the way until Alois. You should wake up someone in that case if you didn't. And we said you should put enough Shemin in that could last a half an hour after Seitz. And we also discuss if it goes out, the person, if it hasn't got to Seitz, should relight. If it's got beyond Seitz, then it's good to relight, you don't need to. Erev Shabbos, we said if you haven't yet been Mekabel Shabbos, you should relight. If you haven't been Mekabel Shabbos, get someone else to light for you. And the last thing we said was that the Shema, which is there for half an hour, that is also the Shtamash. But the Shema, which is after that, would be Mutter. However, there are those that hold that if you put it in Stam, it's awesome, and therefore any Shema left over would be awesome, and therefore you should burn it after Chanukah.
Are you saying that if somebody comes home late, right, comes home at 7 o'clock from work, but his children, grown-up children, not little one, had lit already, and the wife, maybe the wife of the Yotzer, the children, he comes, he can't make a bracha?
Wait, what was the das of the children? The das of the children was...
Their
das was... The Yotze, not Yotze. What was their das? The das was between us and the father or not?